soil quality in the second chakra, and basically in physical life purpose, we're sort of comparing. So so we were on Jonathan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's start over again. I don't remember what you said the first time.
No, what I think the two is lower self and higher self in the second chakra is ruthlessly self-controlled, and higher self is inspiring the best from people.
Okay. I honestly think that maybe in your chart, especially since you were getting to rebuild, there's a part of you that you don't want to be real. That's the most real part of you. And we talked about it last time in the, you know, sort of the childlike sort of playfulness. There's like something that when you, it's almost like when you stop trying to inspire people, you'll inspire them. And how you do that, and so this ruthless self-control is the rule keeper that leads to you wanting to be inspiring, but it's really just shutting down this little boy that loves to play. And we're talking second chakra here, so it's not going to be in every chakra. You know, we talked about that before. But this is a big one for you to sort of honor that the highest side. You know, I think when you laugh and smile, you know, just that, just sort of like, you know, you kind of bring, you know, that emotion that you bring through that, because the second chakra's gift is kind of like this. What's the emotion that you deliver that, you know, that is, you know, that is inspiring? You know, it doesn't have to be inspiring, but it has to be sort of like the and I think it's like a playfulness. I think that, you know, your rule keeper shuts down your joy and makes you want to be a inspiring leader, when you're going to be an inspiring leader when you stop trying to be an inspiring leader. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So I think that's more like joy in there. What do you have? What did we say in the first chakra?
For the lower and higher self qualities?
Yeah.
Hopelessly needy, and then extremely generous with the world.
So, hopelessly needy. It doesn't really, those aren't the same energies. What if we move? What if we switch the two? What was the second chakra? It was
ruthlessly self-control, inspiring best from people.
Ruthlessly self-control, and then I want you to, you know, see if you can change it to some sort of playful and outgoing.
Inspiring joyfulness.
Just put playful and outgoing is the high side of that. Now, the question is, does that go better in the first chakra? Because that would have been where you got all shut down, you know, with your rootkeeper mom, and really learned that's you got to do that. And the second one is the super needy one. So, what was the needy? The first one you had what? First chakra?
Hopelessly needy, and then extremely generous with the world.
Hopelessly needy. So hopelessly needy would go into the second chakra. And so you just heard the whole thing up there. And we just did that exercise around love. And I really think and feeling you, that you have a lot more Bill in you than you think, and or that you'd like to admit.
Mm-hmm.
Let me rephrase that.
And, wait a minute. Second chakra,
it's
Bill.
Okay. It's okay, Bill, your shape. That's why Saturn, I'll take it.
And hopelessly needy, I mean, of course, the greatest need in the body, if you're hopelessly needy, then you're incredibly needy for love. And that was the other thing. So your mom made you shut down, you know, just sort of like the super critic. And you know, you came into a world where you weren't ever going to get that need met. Mm-hmm. So you just had to say, well, I'm just not going to, I mean, I'm hopelessly needy, you know, in what way? But it's really the more... No, the really needy part of us is just to be loved. Mm-hmm. And if you really just want to be loved, then the high quality of your neediness is there's a real awareness that the neediness, sort of like that empty hole, when it fills with love, is like, it's like love. I would say that the opposite of empty and needy would be love, loving. Mm-hmm. You know, really, really gently loving.
Like that.
And that's why I kind of feel like in the past, and we'll see how it goes this year as we go through it, but your chart sort of made you out to be kind of like a hardcore CEO. And you're really not. You're really sweet. And it's not that you can't be a CEO if you wanted to be, mm-hmm. but you're going to do it not from the typical way. You're going to do it from a very soft, you know, way. And I think your mom says, never met your mom, but I'm sure that she is as intense as she is because she's hiding a huge amount of neediness, mm-hmm. you know, that just was never going to make it in the world.
Right.
Okay. So she really sort of hides it behind that KA, which is what you learned to do too. You're hiding that soft part of you.
So in terms of the first chakra where we move to ruthlessly self-control, is the higher self of that stay the same with extremely generous to the world? Yeah. I am very generous with people. I do like to...
But it's more in the...
In loving.
But it's more...
But that's this first chakra now.
Oh, I see. Playful and outgoing.
Yeah,
So
say the... What is it again, ruthlessly?
Self-control.
Self-control.
And then higher self is extremely generous with the world.
Self-controlled.
No, that was second.
Yeah, but he moved it.
Right, but the whole pair. So
the
new first is the you had inspiring the best for people, which was replaced by playful and outgoing.
Exactly, in the second chakra.
Right, and so in the first was...
And so...
Okay.
So yeah, so...
Needy.
Ruthlessly. Ruthlessly, what was it?
Needy.
Self-controlled.
No, ruthlessly self-controlled is the playful one. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
So what's
it's more playful in the first chakra.
Oh.
It's like, you know, when you really deliver your goods in the group, mm-hmm. it's when you play. It's like that. I mean, you made it into like such a production that you know the huge thing you guys did as a class, but you really brought a lot of play to the group,
mm-hmm.
and that's what you do. And sometimes you just overdo it because you feel like I have to be bigger, you know, for whatever reason. That's the defense. But the truth is that you brought an incredibly entertaining, fun thing, and that's really a great. It's like how many people can do that? You know.
Only Jonathan.
Did you want the PLP too? Do you want the PLP too?
Say it again.
The physical life purpose.
Physical life purpose. What is it?
Ruthlessly exasperated and intolerant of others' lack of ability. And then impeccably carrying out brilliant ideas with grace and ease.
I want you to go back and take your two chakras, one and two,
yeah.
and put them together.
Yeah.
And if they had a baby, what would it be? Okay. And work on that. Well, we're gonna do the spiritual ones later. Let's just stick with the first two chakras. That one I need a lot of time to kind of work through.
Okay.
But I want you to think about if those two got together and they really are the soldiers of the emotional intelligence. And so you want to have, you know, the EIS quality. I mean the lower self quality, the physical life purpose point,
mm-hmm.
is going to have those deep needs, the loving, the playfulness. You know, it's got to be something like that, mm-hmm. rather than, you know, the other one was sort of like, again, the, like this super, you know, and you may have, I mean, it's totally fine to have the, you know, that lower self, but I think that the higher self will have that loving, playful, has to have a loving, playful nature that's like the grounded solidity of it. Mm-hmm. Like, what's its purpose in the world type of thing? Okay. What's that do? And it can be, I mean, that one can definitely have, you know, what you were saying, the inspirer. Mm-hmm. Inspired through creative play or inspired, you know. So what would that be? You know, not a clown, but some kind of a facilitator of people that would do both that, really caring, loving, making, you know, similar to what we do here. You know, it's like there's something like it's almost like a circus atmosphere, right?
Right.
You know what we do? You know, kind of like
sending the clowns.
What about mischievous in there? With his playfulness.
Mm. Yeah, that dimple.
Yeah, that might come. Hey!
And I found
a zero. She misses us.
She's not stuck.
Okay, so we're done with Jonathan.
Okay.
Let's keep going.